The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. People that God called fools. For the kind of person that God called a fool for today, let's turn to the book of Proverbs again. Proverbs 10, verses 18 and 19, first. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slanderer is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that reframeth his lips is wise. All right, now Proverbs 12, verse 16. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. So the kind of fool that is mentioned in these verses today is the fool with an uncontrolled tongue. The foolishness of the uncontrolled tongue can be seen in many different ways. This can be seen in anger. This can be seen in lying and in slander, as the proverb said. The uncontrolled tongue can be seen in cursing and dirty talk, the dirty story. All such people who don't control their tongues, God calls foolish. They aren't very smart. The uncontrolled tongue can do uncontrolled and untold damage. James chapter 3 has much to say about the tongue. James 3:6 says, And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on a fire of hell. The person who has not learned to control his tongue is very foolish, because he is self-deceived about his religion, according to James 1:26. If any man among you seem to be religious, but bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Such a person would appear very foolish, claiming to be religious, but this religion being vain and empty, of no value to him. Jesus taught that out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, and as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If our tongues are not under control, that means that we are not under control by God. Gossip shows a shallow, thoughtless, and a careless heart. Lying reveals a deceitful and an unbelieving heart. Cursing shows how little that a person really does respect God. Profanity and the dirty story open wide the door to look into a black and a dirty heart. Yes, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It's no wonder that Jesus said that by a man's words he would be justified, and by a man's words, he would be condemned. Yes, the writer of Proverbs pictures the person with an uncontrolled tongue as being a fool. But in contrast with such a person, it says in Proverbs 14:29, He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. Then we read in Proverbs 17:28, Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed the man of understanding. It seems that as a man grows wiser, he talks less, and he says more. So this brings truth for the day home to us. Is our tongue a blessing or a curse to others? James, in that great little epistle of his in the third chapter, on the tongue said, Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. That's James 3:10. Colossians 4, verse 6 says, Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Yes, remember God's word speaks of the person with an uncontrolled tongue as being a fool. Let's be a wise person. This is our truth that we wanted to share with you today, another person that God called a fool, and that was the fool with an uncontrolled tongue. Thank you for listening today.